Hi, and welcome to Planantials Podcast. This is our Wednesday Instagram Live where we are going to go over topic specific, and today we're going to be talking about student loans. So we'll wait and see if we get any people to join. So student loans is obviously a very popular topic. So we'll talk a little bit about what's going on with student loans right now. But we'll just give everybody a couple minutes to join. Hopefully, I feel like lately I haven't been having wine with our Wine Wednesday. I'm currently having wine with our Wine Wednesday. And my family is visiting me, so we are all having Wine Wednesday. You guys can all say hi. We're all out here doing Wine Wednesday together. But yeah, today we'll talk about student loans. We have a couple questions that I'll answer that we got in earlier today, and I'm going to use those questions we got today to be really the theme for the student loans. And so right now there's, I think, almost 43 million individuals with federal student loans out there. And so one of the people at the Wine Wednesday have now joined the live, since they don't want to watch from this perspective, I guess. Hello. So for the student loans with the 43 million borrowers, it's been in talks about whether or not with Biden that they would do a student loan forgiveness, and whether or not you should be continuing on. The one question was in the public loan forgiveness program, which you're taking probably a lower paying job to be in that program, but the benefit of being in that program is that your debt will be forgiven if you follow all the rules of the program. And when it is forgiven, the big difference is going to be that there's no tax ramifications. I do think they've already taken care of that from the tax standpoint with the student loans, with the most recent COVID legislation that they put through. But I think you're better off sticking with what your current payoff strategy is with your student loans versus making a concrete decision on a potential solution. Currently, we don't have any information about student loan forgiveness and what that would look like. I don't think there'll be any tax ramifications if they are able to get it passed. It looks like it could be anywhere from $10,000 up to $50,000. My personal opinion is I think that $10,000 is a lot more likely than $50,000, and $10,000 will solve a lot of problems for a lot of people. Won't fix it for everybody, but I think that's going to be your most likely solution. But myself, like a lot of other financial experts, not all, really think that you don't want to make a permanent, you know, financial decision until we have all the information. And so right now, student loans are paused with interest rates for your federal loans until September 30th, 2021. So you can take advantage of that. And I think the best course of action is to wait and see what the legislation works out to be with student loan forgiveness. And once we have concrete information on what that's going to look like, then make your plan from there. So I would say the current strategy would be to stick with your plan. If you saved up money and we're going to pay them off in bulk, what I would do is keep that money set aside and not pay them off. There's no interest right now in federal loans, and wait and see if in September we have more clarity around that, and make the decision then. Because once you pay it off, obviously, if there was a forgiveness bill, you're not going to be able to undo that. So I would just keep any money you have to pay off loans, and I would set that aside and see if we have any more clarity in September. If you're in the Public Loan Service Forgiveness Program, I would stick with that program and continue to be in that program. So basically, I would keep the strategy the same and take advantage of what we currently have, which is no interest on federal student loans until September 30th, 2021. And then just to give you a quick breakdown of what student loans are, there's private student loans and then there's federal. Private tend to be higher interest rates, and they are not, as far as I know, eligible to be forgiven with this legislation if it gets put through. They're typically with a bank or a private institution. And then your federal ones are going to be ones issued through the government. Depends on who's administering them now. And their interest rates tend to be lower. And then from there, besides the different breakdown in types of loans you have, you're going to have different types of interest rates. You'll have a fixed interest rate, which means it's consistent throughout. You'll have a variable interest rate, which means it's going to change. It can go up. Interest rates are currently really low, so it hasn't been something we've had to worry about. But at some point, and I've said this for years, but at some point in the future, we will see interest rates go up. And at that point, that would be concerning. And so what I normally recommend with student loans is the first thing you need to do is get a handle on the type of loans you have, the type of interest rates you have, and then all of the loans. The way they structure it is you have a loan payment, and that usually comprises multiple loans. You need to see how many loans you have. Is it five? Is it four? Is it six? And then come up with a strategy for how to pay them off. There's two methods, avalanche method, snowball method. One method, you'll start with the highest amount of debt that you have. The other method, you'll start with the highest interest rate. I would say whatever is going to work for you is the way I would do it. If you want to see a faster reward, you like that immediate gratification, start with the lowest balance versus highest interest rate. So you start with your lowest balance, and those are for people who like that immediate gratification. Highest interest rate will technically save you the most money, but you want to do the one that is going to work for you, because it doesn't matter which one saves you the most money if you don't stick with the strategy at all. And then Jamie, the difference between subsidized and unsubsidized means that whether or not the interest was occurring or accruing during your time from when you took the disbursement of the loan versus whether there was no interest until a set period of time. So one immediately started accruing interest the day they sent you the money. The other one waited usually till graduation or 6 months after. So this is a short and sweet one, but just to have an overview of student loans. So what you want to do is figure out what types of loans you have, what types of interest rates, and then you want to actually see how many loans you have that comprise your payments, and then I would come up with a strategy to pay them off. That being said, depending on your situation, if they're all federal right now and they're paused, I would take advantage of the pause until September 30th of this year, and we'll wait and see what the government's going to do, but we'll keep you up to date on that. So thanks for joining. I hope you're all having a great Wednesday. Hopefully you're enjoying Wine Wednesday like this whole crew is. So thanks for joining.